Nisha Raptare, Unthela, I Am Raptare, The Poets, translated by Lady Augusta Gregory, read by Ian Duhigg. I am Raptare, the poets, full of hope and love, with eyes without light, with gentleness without misery. Going west on my journey, with the light of my heart, weak and tired, to the end of the road. I am now on my back to a wall, playing music to empty pockets.
What is Truth? By Lewis MacNeice. What is truth? Says Pilate. Waits for no answer. Double the stakes, says the clock to the aging dancer. Double the guard, says the authority. Treble the bars. Holes in the sky, says the child, scanning the stars.
Stationery by Agha Shahid Ali. The moon did not become the sun. It just fell on the desert in great sheets, reams of silver handmade by you. The night is your cottage industry now. The day is your brisk emporium. The world is full of paper. Write to me.
Honesty by Kit Wright. So pure and still, purple breathing at dusk from the tall mantles ruined into paper coins and helpless see-through tears of honesty.
He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven by William Butler Yeats. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, inwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams.
Dew by Kwame Dawes. This morning I took the dew from the broad leaf of the breadfruit tree and watched the sleep from my eyes. I saw a blue sky. The cock crowed again and again. On such mornings, each deep breath, clean as new light, is a blessed gift.
Two by Percy Bysshe Shelley. Music, when soft voices die, vibrates in the memory. Odors, when sweet violets sicken, live within the sense they quicken. Rose leaves, when the rose is dead, are heaped for the beloved's bed. And so thy thoughts, when thou art gone, love itself shall slumber on.
The Present by Michael Donaghy. For the present, there is just one moon, though every level pond gives back another. But the bright disk shining in the black lagoon, perceived by astrophysicist and lover, is milliseconds old, and even that light's 7 minutes older than its source. And the stars we think we see on moonless nights are long extinguished. And, of course, this very moment, as you read this line, is literally gone before you know it. Forget the here and now. We have no time but this device of wantonness and wit. Make me this present then, your hand in mine, and we'll live out our lives in it.
John Anderson, My Joe, by Robert Burns. John Anderson, my Joe, John, when we were first acquaint, your locks were like the raven, your bonny brow was brent. But now your brow is belled, John, your locks are like the snow. But blessings on your frosty pow, John Anderson, my Joe. John Anderson, my Joe, John, we clamb the hill together. And mony a canty day, John, we head we in another. Now we maun totter down, John, and hand in hand we'll go, and sleep together at the foot, John Anderson, my Joe.
A 14-year-old convalescent cat in the winter. I want him to have another living summer, to lie in the sun and enjoy the douceur de vivre, because the sun, like golden rum in a rummer, is what makes an idle cat and tout petit per ivre. I want him to lie stretched out, contented, revelling in the heat, his fur all dry and warm, an old-aged pensioner, retired, resented by no one, and happinesses in a bee-like swarm to settle on him, postponed for another season, that last fated, hateful journey to the vet, from which there is no return, and age the reason, which must soon come, as I cannot forget.
Evening falls between the trees, the drumming for Ghana fills the leaves. The wicket falls, high fives all round, conkers shining in their nests. Mr. Softy pulls away, she makes love to her mobile, so happy he's called. Here a plane tree, higher than a warehouse, thicker than a rubbish bin, stronger than a promise, older than a town hall. Evening falls between the trees, the drumming for Ghana fills the leaves.
Green, the land of my poem, by Mahmoud Darwish. Green, the land of my poem is green and high. Slowly, I tell it slowly with the grace of a seagull riding the waves on the book of water. I bequeath it written down to the one who asks, to whom shall we sing when salt poisons the dew? Green, I write it on prose of wheat in the book of fields, stalks bending with our weight. Whenever I befriended or became a brother to an ear of wheat, annihilation and its opposite taught me survival. I am the grain that died and became green again. There is something of life in death.
The Place Where We Are Right, by Yehuda Amichai. From the place where we are right, flowers will never grow in the spring. The place where we are right is hard and trampled like a yard. But doubts and loves dig up a world like a mole, a plough, and a whisper will be heard in the place where the ruined house once stood.
One Art. The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names and where it was you meant to travel. None of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch. And look, my last, or next to last, of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
Everything except language knows the meaning of existence. Trees, planets, rivers, time know nothing else. They express it moment by moment as the universe. Even this fool of a body lives it in part and would have full dignity within it, but for the ignorant freedom of my talking mind.
I Am the Song by Charles Causley. I am the song that sings the bird. I am the leaf that grows the land. I am the tide that moves the moon. I am the stream that halts the sand. I am the cloud that drives the storm. I am the earth that lights the sun. I am the fire that strikes the stone. I am the clay that shapes the hand. I am the word that speaks the man.
From Sidetracks, Beidou. I am you, a stranger on the sidetracks, waiting for the season to harvest blades of light, sending letters, though tomorrow has no address.
Diary by Katrina Naomi. Diary. Her diary. The way words hurry into each other and then apart, as the days in her body lost out. I took the diary from her bedside, did nothing else, no sorting of clothes, touched nothing of hers, save the diary, reading how she wrote across days and off the edge of the page.
I fear the vast dimensions of eternity. I fear the gap between the platform and the train. I fear the onset of a murderous campaign. I fear the palpitations caused by too much tea. I fear the drawn pistol of a rapparee. I fear the books will not survive the acid rain. I fear the ruler and the blackboard and the cane. I fear the jabberwock, whatever it might be. I fear the bad decisions of a referee. I fear the only recourse is to plead insane. I fear the implications of a lawyer's fee. I fear the gremlins that have colonized my brain. I fear to read the small print of the guarantee. And what else do I fear? Let me begin again.
Seed by Paula Meehan. The first warm day of spring, and I step out into the garden from the gloom of a house where hope had died, to tally the storm damage, to seek what may have survived. And finding some forgotten lupins I'd sown from seed last autumn, holding in their fingers a raindrop each, like a peace offering or a promise, I am suddenly grateful and would offer a prayer, if I believed in God, but not believing, I bless the power of seed, its casual, useful persistence, and bless the power of sun, its conspiracy with the underground, and thank my stars the winter's ended.
Pam Chichilala, London, 1969, by Lorna Goodison. In Jamaica, she was a teacher. Here, she is a charwoman at night in the West End. She eats a cold midnight meal carried from home and is careful to expunge her spice trail with Dettol. She sings Jerusalem to herself and recites the romantic poets as she mops hallways and scours toilets, dreaming the while of her retirement mansion in Mandeville she is building brick by brick.
A Portable Paradise by Roger Robinson. And if I speak of paradise, then I'm speaking of my grandmother, who told me to carry it always on my person, concealed so no one else would know but me. That way they can't steal it, she'd say. And if life puts you under pressure, trace its ridges in your pocket, smell its piney scent on your handkerchief, hum its anthem under your breath. And if your stresses are sustained and daily, get yourself to an empty room, be it hotel, hostel or hovel. Find a lamp and empty your paradise onto a desk, your white sands, green hills and fresh fish. Shine the lamp on it like the fresh hope of morning, and keep staring at it till you sleep.
Note by Leanne O'Sullivan. If we become separated from each other this evening, try to remember the last time you saw me and go back and wait for me there. I promise I won't be very long, though I am haunted by the feeling that I might keep missing you, with the noise of the city growing too loud and the day burning out so quickly. But let's just say it's as good a plan as any. Just once, let's imagine a word for the memory that lives beyond the body, that circles and sets all things alight. For I have singled you out from the whole world, and I would, even as this darkness is falling, even when the night comes where there are no more words, and the day comes when there is no more light.
This is the Time to Be Slow by John O'Donohue. This is the time to be slow, lie low to the wall until the bitter weather passes. Try as best you can not to let the wire brush of doubt scrape from your heart all sense of yourself and your hesitant light. If you remain generous, time will come good, and you will find your feet again on fresh pastures of promise, where the air will be kind and blushed with beginning.
The London Breed by Benjamin Zephaniah. I love this great polluted place where pop stars come to live their dreams. Here ravers come for drum and bass and politicians plan their schemes. The music of the world is here. This city can play any song. They come to hear from everywhere. It is they that make this city strong. A world of food displayed on streets, where all the world can come and dine on meals that end with bittersweets, and cultures melt and intertwine. 200 languages give voice to 15,000 changing years, and all religions can rejoice with exiled souls and pioneers.
Naima by Camel Brathwaite. Propped against the crowded bar, he pours into the curved and silver horn his old unhappy longing for a home. The dancers twist and turn. he leans and wishes he could burn his memories to ashes, like some old notorious emperor of Rome. But no stars blazed across the sky when he was born. No wise men found his hovel. This crowded bar, where dancers twist and turn, holds all the fame and recognition he will ever earn on earth or heaven. He leans against the bar and pours his old unhappy longing in the saxophone.
Season. Rust is ripeness. Rust and the wilted corn plume. Pollen is mating time when swallows weave a dance of feathered arrows, thread corn stalks in winged streaks of light. And we loved to hear spliced phrases of the wind, to hear rasps in the field where corn leaves pierce like bamboo slivers. Now, garners, we, awaiting rust on tassels, draw long shadows from the dusk, wreathe dry thatch in wood smoke. Laden stalks ride the germ's decay. We await the promise of the rust.
Everything changes. Everything changes. We plant trees for those born later, but what's happened has happened, and poisons poured into the seas cannot be drained out again. What's happened has happened. Poisons poured into the seas cannot be drained out again, but everything changes. We plant trees for those born later.
For the Life of This Planet, by Grace Nichols. The way the red sun surrenders to wholeness, to curving ocean bit by bit. The way curving ocean gives birth to the birth of stars in the growing darkness, wearing everything in its path to cosmic smoothness. The impulse of stones rolling towards their own roundness. The unexpected comets of flying fish. And forest, great breathing spirit, rooting to the very end for the life of this planet.
For my wife, reading in bed. I know we're living through all the dark we can afford. Thank goodness then for this moment's light, and you holding the night at bay. A hint of frown, those focused hands, that open book. I'll match your inward quiet breath for breath. What else do we have but words and their absences to bind and unfasten the knotwork of the heart, to remind us how mutual and alone we are, how tiny and significant. Whatever it is you're reading now, my love, read on. Our lives depend on it.
Six Bells. For the 44 miners killed in the explosion on 28th June 1960, by Julian Clark. Perhaps a woman hanging out the wash paused, hearing something, a sudden hush, a pulse inside the earth like a blow to the heart, holding in her arms the wet weight of her wedding sheets, his shirts. Perhaps heads lifted from the work of scrubbing steps, hands stilled from ringing rainbows onto slate, while below the town, deep in the pit, a rockfall struck a spark from steel and fired the void, punched through the mine a fist of blazing fire damp. As they died, perhaps a silence before sirens cried, before the people gathered in the street, before she'd finished hanging out her sheets.
This is a poem by Carol Ann Duffy. Prayer. Some days, although we cannot pray, a prayer utters itself. So a woman will lift her head from the sieve of her hands and stare at the minim sung by a tree, a sudden gift. Some nights, although we are faithless, the truth enters our hearts, that small familiar pain. Then a man will stand stock still, hearing his youth in the distant Latin chanting of a train. Pray for us now, grade one piano scales, console the lodger looking out across a Midlands town. Then dusk, and someone calls a child's name as though they named their loss. Darkness outside, inside the radio's prayer. Ruckel, Marlin, Dogger, Finisterre.
No Man is an Island by John Donne. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I'm involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
The Red Cockatoo sent us a present from Annan, a red cockatoo, coloured like the peach tree blossom, speaking with the speech of men, and they did to it what is always done to the learned and eloquent. They took a cage with stout bars and shut it up inside.
William Shakespeare, from King Lear, Act 3. Poor naked wretches, wheresoe'er you are, that by the pelting of this pitiless storm, how shall your houseless heads and unfed sides, your looped and windowed raggedness, defend you from seasons such as these? Oh, I have ta'en too little care of this. Take physic, pomp. Expose thyself to feel what wretches feel, that thou mayst shake the superflux to them and show the heavens more just. Epitaph on a Tyrant by W. H. Auden. Perfection of a kind was what he was after, and the poetry he invented was easy to understand. He knew human folly like the back of his hand, and was greatly interested in armies and fleets. When he laughed, respectable senators burst with laughter, and when he cried, the little children died in the streets.
Inscription for a War by A.D. Hope. Stranger, go tell the Spartans we died here, obedient to their commands. Inscription at Thermopylae. Linger not, stranger, shed no tear. Go back to those who sent us here. We are the young they drafted out to wars their folly brought about. Go tell those old men safe in bed, we took their orders and are dead.
I Take Into My Arms More Than I Can Bear to Hold by Janet Frame. I take into my arms more than I can bear to hold. I am toppled by the world, a creation of ladders, pianos, stairs cut into the rock, a devouring world of teeth where even the common snail eats the heart out of a forest, as you and I do, who are human, at night, yet still I take into my arms more than I can bear to hold.
Won't You Celebrate With Me by Lucille Clifton. Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model. Born in Babylon, both non-white and woman, what did I see to be except myself? I made it up. Here on this bridge between starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand. Come, celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed.
And yet the books. And yet the books will be there on the shelves, separate beings that appeared once still wet as shining chestnuts under a tree in autumn and touched, coddled, began to live in spite of fires on the horizon, castles blown up, tribes on the march, planets in motion. We are, they said, even as their pages were being torn out or a buzzing flame licked away their letters. So much more durable than we are, whose frail warmth cools down with memory, disperses, perishes. I imagine the earth when I am no more. Nothing happens, no loss. It's still a strange pageant, women's dresses, dewy lilacs, a song in the valley. Yet the books will be there on the shelves, well born, derived from people, but also from radiance, heights,